Option. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live from Austin, Texas, with Aaron Dykes. They're waiting in the wings to add commentary today and also take over if there's any problems with our connection from Dallas as I overlook the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Lyndon LaRouche is going to pop in for about 30 minutes, and then I promise for all of you, Dave, Gerald, Chris, Maureen, Jaron, Jason, everybody that's patiently holding, we're going to get to you. Coming up, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. You know, instead of just simplifying things, I always seem to go into all this minutia and the background and examples. And I think that's an effective way to get the word out. But I think it's also important just to sum up what's going on. I'm not a cheerleader. 10, 15 years ago, I was pretty negative about our prognosis because I saw the creepy police state being set up. I knew history. I'd read what the globalists said they were planning to do. But I'm pretty positive now because they're not as arrogant as they used to be. They're scared. Now, they still can stage terror. They can still launch new wars. And, boy, that's certainly getting on the front burner now. Israel Army simulates war call-up. That's coming up later. Still, once you identify the global banking structure that's not free market, the jig's up. That's why they're desperate, as they've been for the last 100 years, to brand all opposition to corrupt rich people as communism. And then that's something they control. That's collectivism. They don't want true grassroots free market. Aaron Dykes, you've been hearing me rant here. Give me your take on what I've been talking about here. Do you think I'm being overly optimistic, or do you concur that the establishment is just absolutely desperate to be endorsing Occupy Wall Street in an attempt to have them not see the Federal Reserve as the enemy?
Well, I think they're desperate to endorse it because they know that anger's there and it has to be vented somewhere. And the important thing is that they're waiting to steer that into the agenda that's already in place. Obama really doesn't have a leg to stand on anyway if you look at the way he's handled the economy in the true fashion. But if he sort of panders to the masses and pretends he's on their side and working for the middle classes, they may be able to posture Wall Street's candidate against Wall Street and co-opt that movement. And that's really what I think has to be warned against. Look what happened with the Tea Party. It started with Ron Paul type people who wanted liberty, who wanted to end the Federal Reserve, who wanted to end the wars, etc. And that energy was transferred into endorsing and rebranding establishment candidates. Now Herman Cain is leading in all the polls this week, 20 points ahead of even Romney. And he's a total Federal Reserve creature, but he has those Tea Party credentials. So when I see someone like Al Gore calling for an American Arab Spring and then a month and well, not even a month till those Occupy Wall Street demonstrations started, I really look to those establishment figures for trying to take that energy, and they're trying to co-opt it. So we need to fight back against that and try to make sure we're still looking at the main issues, Alex.
Exactly. The establishment, to simplify it, just like they tried to make the Tea Party a partisan movement when it started out as just a true populist constitutional movement, they were somewhat successful. Now they're trying to brand the Occupy Wall Street as a Obama, Al Gore, American Spring, you know, type thing where the solution is the tired old propaganda of collectivists everywhere like Michael Moore. And I notice here that there's giant starvation increasing in North Korea. North Korea spirals towards mass starvation. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't give everybody free education, free health care. Somebody's got to have something taken from them. And when you breed populations that live in dependency, you get the type of folks you see on the Jerry Springer show. And I go out into America just since I was a child, whether the people are black, white, Hispanic, old, young, more and more America looks like a Jerry Springer show. From the fluoride, the bad food, the dumbing down, the TV, the people talking about mindless issues. It's a feedback loop, but there are still, I'd say more than half the population is not a Jerry Springer reject type. And it's up to us to realize the establishment is trying to play class warfare. And as Rand Paul said, they could take over the
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live. I am here on the road in Dallas, Texas. I want to encourage all of you out there to be sure and come out tonight to the Dallas Federal Reserve, 5 to 8 o'clock. And if you can, to stay out there, even if you got a nearby hotel, because I know folks that have families and things. It's hard to sit there and sleep out on the sidewalk or with a sleeping bag. Even if you rotate in and out at night and during the day, and then more people will come. We need to occupy this Fed here in Dallas to get even more media attention and make sure that Ben Bernanke and all the rest of them, the head of the Dallas Fed has come out today saying that he's in solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street people, not with the Fed people. We are the Fed, folks, and it's time that we show that it's not about being liberal, it's not about being conservative, it's about being an American who wants your republic back, and that we're tired of this private offshore banking dictatorship that has hijacked our country. Now, Rand Paul came out today, and later if we have time, we'll play part of it. It's, again, up at DrudgeReport.com. It's our story from Infowars.com. Rand Paul, Obama's rhetoric could turn Occupy protest violent. And that's what I've said. The system wants a French revolution where the globalists can sit offshore and have a collectivist revolution to go after anybody who has wealth, anybody that has created jobs. a collectivist banker putsch to shut down the American system once and for all. The crony capitalist archenemy, as the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. And so right now there's a battle over which way reforms are going to go in this country. The road the globalists want to take you, where they just blame Wall Street and the free market and the Federal Reserves and solidarity with the demonstrators, or the road of actually targeting the private Federal Reserve that owns the military-industrial complex, that has set up this corporate world government and is attempting to destroy our republic and every other free nation on the planet. Now, I want to be clear. Just because Ben Bernanke and the head of the Dallas Fed and George Soros and Al Gore and Barack Obama have come out and endorsed Occupy Wall Street, that is their attempt to basically, like a guy trying to get a date to pick up the girl at the bar. She's got to say no. That's their attempt to say, we're with you, we love you. Okay, at one level to co-opt it, but at another level to make conservatives and libertarians go, ooh, that must be a bunch of communists. No, I've had reporters all over the country. I want to report to you. The George Soros Move On people have not been successful. They have not been successful. Most of the people there have got their heads screwed on. They know what's happening. The media likes to go in, though, and show a bunch of people that aren't quite focused and don't know what they want to make them look confused. And then cut to, well, these people have got it together. They want higher taxes and free everything. Now, we're working on getting Lyndon LaRouche on. We're having some type of connection issue. We do have him now. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us. We're only going to have Lyndon here for about 30 minutes. Then I promise we're going to go to your phone calls, people that are patiently holding, and Bob Chapman's going to be popping in, and G. Edward Griffin as well towards the end. And then we're going to have G. Edward Griffin back on tonight with a never-before-seen interview we did earlier in the week for InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. If you believe in this type of information, please become subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv because you're truly supporting the growth of the alternative media. Look what we're able to do now with reporters in multiple cities. We're here in Dallas. We're here launching an operation to target the actual central bankers, the actual crony capitalist monopoly insiders, instead of just a general Occupy Wall Street, capitalism's evil, free market's evil, raise taxes to pay it in austerity money to foreign bankers. Now, Aaron Dykes, anytime you want, pop in with questions for Lyndon LaRouche. He needs no introduction. I've studied his material for about 16 years, and I cannot disagree with his analysis of how the world works, who is behind the power structure. Former director of the CIA, called him the best private intelligence analyst organization out there. Of course, that's the LaRouche organization. You can disagree, I guess, you know, with, at least I do, with some of their solutions. But regardless of that, out of all the hundreds of economists and historians we interview, he's in the top two or three of his accuracy. And analyzing the Super Congress a few months ago with us and where all this would go, and now the admission that it's worse than the Great Depression and housing and spiraling out of control and everything that's happening. Lyndon LaRouche, thank you so much for joining us, sir. Bottom line, give us your executive summary on exactly what happened 3 weeks ago with Occupy Wall Street, who they are, and the attempt by the Federal Reserve inner cartel to co-opt it, in my view, and trick the people into calling for austerity to be paid to the very culprits of our predicament.
Well, of course, this is an old story. It went through several phases. What we're looking at now is the result of what happened in 2007 when the bailout process really started. It actually ran openly in 2008. But it was already running in 2007 at the end of September of that year. So we now are in a breakdown crisis of the entire international system, that is the transatlantic system. And there is no cure for this in the ordinary way. This thing is going dead on the water. And you can't say exactly what date because a lot of things can be done to adjust things in the short term. But essentially we've reached the limits. This thing is coming down. Now, the solutions are fairly obvious. We have to go to Glass-Steagall first. But I think we have to get Obama out first. Now, I don't think that this situation is impossible now. Obama is extremely unpopular. Even some of the press has been going after him on interviews. in a way which treats him as dead meat politically. And I think he's pretty close to that right now.
Yes, sir. In fact, you talked about this months ago. Now we have the Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, every day calling for him to basically step down. What did you make of him trying to embrace Occupy Wall Street yesterday in that speech? And what did you make of the fact that you know, so many people are now basically deserting him? And then his statement of, well, I haven't prosecuted bankers because what they did was legal. Well, yeah, this very group of bankers changed the law, got rid of Glass-Steagall to allow themselves to commit crimes. But we've had the government say black people aren't humans before, and it's the law. Well, Hitler said he was allowed to put people in death camps because it was the German law. But it shows that it's still illegal to pass a law to be able to do something that's illegal under common law.
Yeah, the problem here is this thing is really coming down now. And Obama is down. You find that a lot of the press is down on him, too, which means the signal's out. This guy is politically dead meat. How it's going to work out is not exactly certain. What is needed is the Glass-Steagall. Without this reform, and this isn't going to be enough, we're going to have to go to a credit system. That's the only way we can get enough jobs, productive jobs, not the so-called fake jobs, but enough to start rebuilding the U.S. economy. We're going to have to do it quickly. We have very little time to waste. We have options, but it's highly dangerous. And at the last minute, virtually, when the building's about to go up in flames, people have now changed their mind and decided they're going to fight against Obama and fight against the kind of things he represents.
And so he's spinning that and running with open arms towards people that have woken up to him in a desperate way to co-opt it. But I'm on the ground, sir. I'm not seeing that working. So I want to get into where you see this going for Obama, what the Anglo-American establishment will do versus some of your ideas. Instead of giving tens of trillions to foreign bankers, they hoard this credit system to defibrillate the economic heart.
That's a very simple thing to do from a standpoint of technicalities. And I think we have now a real surge inside the U.S. population. You've got to look at the 80% of the population, of the voting population, which has tended to vote against both Republicans and Democrats who they suspected of being sympathetic to what Obama represents. That's where it stands now. And what's happened, you've seen now the press itself, which has last come on the game, and began to ask nasty questions and make gentle insults to the president in the last appearance. So he is actually dead meat, and the only thing that could get him in the presidency still would be a virtual coup, like some kind of thing of that sort. He's finished now. The exact date he's finished is what's uncertain.
But the All right, let me stop you for just a moment, sir. I'm... because we got you on a bit late, and I want to spend as much time with you as we can. But, Mr. LaRouche, let me ask you this question from your deep understanding and connections out there in Wall Street, in D.C. Is the mainstream organs of establishment, you know, mouthpieces like Wall Street Journal, like Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, telling him to step down, is that so they get a new puppet to con people? Or is that members of the establishment realizing the system coming down is probably going to destroy them as well, and is that desperate floundering? Do the banksters think they're in control of things, or has it reached panic level? Because I'm seeing real signs now of panic, and that's even more scary.
So that is panic. There is, but there's, first of all, there's qualified panic. There's an effort to get this guy out. Now, we've had, you know, up to 80% of the actively voting people have tended to vote against both Republicans and Democrats who went with Obama. That was the earlier September. Now we're getting an actual breakdown crisis. They cannot go any further with this bailout. The bailout effort would blow everything out. We have international, all kinds of things that are going on. I say right now we're on the edge. There's a highly popular motivation out there.
Hold on, we're going to skip this break, guys. We're going to skip this network break. I'm telling Genesis that right now. Okay? Sorry, Lyndon, go ahead.
Okay. We're actually in a breakdown crisis, and the only thing that will work is there's several things that we have to understand what the positive measures are that will work. The first first thing you've got to do, you've got to get this president out of there. Because with the cowardice among the politicians, despite what some of them are saying these days, they don't have the stamina to buck this guy, really. And he has to be bucked, absolutely. His whole program has to go. Otherwise, you cannot save the United States. Now, if you can get him under control, in the process of being impeached or something like that, you can control it, at least temporarily. If you then enact Glass-Steagall, again, the new version, it's the same thing as before, but it's a new version, you will solve the problem by bringing it under control. But you have to realize we have a huge mass of worthless paper which has been dumped on the United States as other nations in this bailout process of the past several years. So we don't have much leg room to move. We need to get a real employment program. That is a production program, not just...
Okay, let's go back then. We bring back in Glass-Steagall, doesn't let them create derivatives anymore, which then destabilizes and creates uncertainty in the entire financial universe. We write off the fraudulent debt of these mega banks and, what, triage it into some other financial institution? How do you do that? Then let's get...
There's only one thing you can do. You go with Glass-Steagall, yes, that'll solve the problem in one sense. It'll bring the thing under control. What you will have, the Wall Street crowd or the London crowd and so forth will take a bath beyond belief. They're going to lose heavily. But the problem is, with Glass-Steagall, we would do the right thing, but can we do enough of the right thing? We've got to put people back to work rather fast. I mean, real production, fast. It's going to be a hard job. We're going to have more credit in the system. So we're going to have to create a credit system of the type that the United States did in the first Constitution, which is how we got out of the mess we were in at the end of the war. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to launch some large programs and high-gain programs, and these programs will actually allow us to get into a recovery mode.
We're going to have to... Getting rid of NASA. I mean, we building projects, bridges, NASA, maglev. What are some of the other examples? And if people say this is socialist, I'm here debating different programs. The point is we've already given tens of trillions to foreign banks that goes nowhere paying off derivatives. You know, the point is they've already killed our free market. There's got to be some way to put people back to work instead of just going on welfare rolls. Might as well give them a job is what you're saying.
No, we won't even give them welfare the way it's going down. That's what's happening now. So what we have is a situation where the federal government must take responsibility for what it's responsible for. The federal government, the private interests, are not compelled to serve the public interest. They're compelled to try to do what they can in their own judgment and in their own interest. But we need a large program like what Roosevelt did. We need it on a large scale. NWAPA is one of the key drivers. We have to reform our system as a credit system. We have to build up a banking system of the proper type. Now, we've got to get high technology jobs in there, and we've got to start bringing the population back into the direction of high-quality production. We also have an option with what's going on with Russia and China and some other countries today in the Pacific region. We have the market and ability to launch one of the biggest programs of recovery that's ever been done. It's potentially available to us. It's going to take some years to get the thing really successful. But we can act immediately to stabilize the present situation and reverse some of the evil trends that are killing people.
Okay, we're talking to Lyndon LaRouche right now, and we're going to give you the websites in a moment. And regardless of you like his solutions or not, I like some of it. I just don't know if it was ever doable, and there's always the danger of this. But we already are at the point of total collapse. Lyndon, my issue here is you talk about high technology programs that have led the world, that made America great. Look at just Apple with some well-deployed, well-marketed trinket technology that was already out there. They were just good at cash reserves in the U.S. government. There's no doubt that pure research and true development would put this country, you know, at the forefront. Why do the banksters wage war against industrial and high-tech economies? Why do they openly say, Maury Strong and others, they want a post-industrial world in the United States while transferring it to China? Why are they destroying their own military command base?
but they're doing it because that's what they're like. Essentially, it's like, look, what happened was you had we were about to go to war in Indochina. The President Kennedy opposed that. He opposed it flat. We're back with Douglas MacArthur on it. So suddenly, Kennedy's killed. Now what happened? Not only did we get into a war, which ruined us for about 10 years of war in Indochina area, and that ruined us permanently because Kennedy, who'd opposed that war and who had a large industrial development program in there, was killed. And the killing of Kennedy resulted in the cancellation of the WAPA program. The WAPA was on the board. Bobby Kennedy was going to go for it, too. If we'd gone with NWAPA at that time, we'd have solved our problem and maintained the dynamic that we were getting into in the beginning of the 1960s.
Well, he was also moving to nationalize the Fed and start issuing interest-free U.S. money, at least to the government.
Well, that's different. That's actually a credit system.
Yes.
And that's been done before in war and other kinds of emergencies. And it's correct to do it as long as it's the right program. But this is the situation. Once Kennedy was killed, and then his brother Bobby too, this assassination ensured this long war, like this long pattern of long wars we've been going into ever since. We've been bled to death by long wars, and the public hasn't been sold.
So you're saying these finance capitalist parasites, crony, monopoly men, it's a tropism. They can't help but destroy everything. It's what they do. They don't build things. They wreck things.
But you've got a political interest behind it, not just the money people, but the money people happen to be working for a kind of interest. They don't give a damn about the United States. They don't give a damn about the people. They want to reduce the population size. The British, for example, are insisting on reducing the world's population from about 7 billion people down to less than one. And that's the kind of policy we're talking about. This is this whole kind of program going on. So we have to get a program going like Glass-Steagall. And Glass-Steagall is the kind of driver which can most quickly restore the United States.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Mr. LaRouche, because I totally agree with you, Glass-Steagall. Yeah, I mean, that's what got us into all this. That's what allowed them to do this. And Obama says, well, it was legal. Yeah, because you criminals got in to the government and changed the law. There was a reason this was illegal. It got us into 1929. How do we get Glass-Steagall back? I mean, you've said as the crisis gets worse and worse, we have a chance. But I don't hear Congress talking about bringing Glass-Steagall back.
Well, you will find that we're getting close to the point that the votes will be there. The danger in not getting Glass-Steagall is the fact as long as this president still has any clout, he with his foreign partners will probably be able to jam up and prevent Glass-Steagall from being enacted at that time. So this fellow has got to be neutralized. He's not going to leave office at once, I don't think. But he's going to be jammed up by various kinds of legal action against him for what he's done. If he's neutralized in some significant degree, and I think he's on the way to that, that's what's happening with some of these turncoats who are suddenly back in against Obama now. But if we get him under control, we can get Glass-Steagall through. We almost have the votes for it now, except if Obama is still president, as effectively president, it's going to be tough to get that vote through. We've seen what happened with that before.
Okay, so Obama has to go, and you were saying this a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago. Now the establishment's panicking so much, they're saying that. Mr. LaRouche, we're going to break here in a moment. I'm going to come back and talk about where we're going if we don't change course. And if we don't change course, what's the time frame? Start getting into that now. Where are we going? When you say collapse, what does that mean?
I mean a general breakdown crisis of the transatlantic system, which will then become a crisis for the Trans-Pacific system. But the immediate threat now is that Europe is already going down the ditch. The United States is virtually on the ditch. If we don't reverse this immediately, we're going into a breakdown crisis. Not just a depression, I mean a breakdown crisis. It's all there. We also are inches away, with a lot of public support for this, for the kind of measures, of recovery measures, which we do know how to put into effect. But we need to have enough control, in terms of political control, to make sure that these necessary measures go through.
All right, Lenin LaRouche, please stay there. We got to go to break. Infowars.com is our website. We'll give you as we come back on the other side. Aaron Dykes, we'll have some questions for him as well, then your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
For a little bit more than I am going to Dave in Arizona, Gerald in Texas, Chris in Texas, Marine in Virginia, Jason in Texas, and others for your comments and questions. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us today. I am here in Dallas, Texas. Lennon LaRouge, I want to ask you this question, sir. You've got the Occupy Wall Street people just criticizing free market capitalism, at least some of them. That's how the Federal Reserve is trying to steer it. Instead of pointing out that it's insiders operating that have created this, I'm calling for moves to actually occupy the private Federal Reserve and point out that it needs to be nationalized, as Kennedy began to move towards doing, or as Lincoln did with a similar system, as you know, at the time when the Rothschilds wanted outrageous amounts of interest for them to loan him money. He just said, I'll just issue government credit. Which is what the banksters do and have built their world empire out of. Can you sum up for people out there what the Federal Reserve is, and if you agree with my plan to try to shift away from nebulous Wall Street and Soros's crowd trying to call for austerity back towards the Federal Reserve itself and the British intel type folks?
Well, first of all, we have to do Glass-Steagall. That's the first step. If you don't do Glass-Steagall, you cannot solve this problem. You can't manage it. If you put through Glass-Steagall, you would now have a problem, but you're halfway to solving it. What we have to go toward is a federal credit system, which is pretty much what we did with the coming out of the Revolutionary War, our victory there. It was built into the Constitution. Now, the system of national banks, the first and second national bank of the United States, were the instruments by which the United States was saved. We get in a situation where we have to, out of credit as such, signed off for by the federal government. This credit will be then used through banks and other things, through loans, which are going to build up our economy. Now, that's what we need to do. If we do that, we can get out of this mess by going to high technology projects as our policy, typified by NOAAPA. But we also have to take intermediate steps at the same time, which will get an unemployed population, an unskilled population, back into the labor force as an active, productive part of the labor force.
Okay, well, we've covered that earlier. Give us your websites for people to find out more about your plan.
Oh, I don't have to.
Well, there's a LaRouche Pack and LaRouche Pub.
Yes.
Both of those will lead you there. We have links to them up on InfoWars.com. I just wanted to find out the best one. I guess LaRouche Pack and LaRouche Pub, both of them.
Yeah, right.
We'll take people there. Look, sir, we've had you on about solutions before, and I appreciate your ideas, and I agree with quite a bit of it. My only question here is the time frame, because you've been very accurate as of late predicting what would happen next. Where is Europe going? Will Germany put up with bankrolling this new economic union that's just a system for extracting the wealth of the people to the multinational banks? And where does that go in Europe? Because, obviously Europe is connected to what's happening here in America in the whole transatlantic situation.
It will go the other way. What you have some movements, as in France, a former prime minister of France is moving in a useful direction. You have tendencies in various parts of Europe to do something. But unless the United States acts first, Europe won't do it. So therefore, who's got to do it? Well, you'll get the Russia is doing something big. China's doing something big. That's going to be a significant factor of this thing. But the key thing is the United States must take the lead. We must get this guy under control, get him out. We have to go back to the kind of program that Kennedy and company would appreciate, including Glass-Steagall.
I understand that, sir, but this is my question. We know Obama's a puppet. We know he represents the corrupt elements of Wall Street. But isn't it like shark teeth? Who rolls in behind Obama, and won't you just have a new puppet but the same puppeteers?
No, you won't. The only thing you could get in that direction would be an outright dictatorship. That's the only thing you'd get from that squad. They are not capable of any bailout program. They're not capable of doing anything good. It's up to those in the institutions who recognize the United States has to be saved. It has to be very rough and direct action because we've got a sick population that can't take any more of this. The whole system is on the verge of crashing. I mean, we could be talking tomorrow morning and find out there's no economy anymore. I'm not going to say that's going to be the case, but I'm saying that's what could be the case at any time now.
No, our ship is going directly towards rocks. We've already hit some big ones, but we're going towards a rocky shoreline, there's no doubt.
But if we get through Glass-Steagall, get it through, and get into a credit system operation, use NOAAPA as a commitment that's going to dictate what we do.
You're saying that will turn the ship, but then we've got to repair the holes.
We know how to fix those holes. We've done it before. Look what Franklin Roosevelt did when he came in. Now, this situation is worse, actually, than Franklin Roosevelt faced. But the same method, the same approach will work. What you need is not jobs. What you need is real base-building jobs, high-technology jobs as much as possible. And the NOAAPA is the typification of that. We have opportunities. We can start a slow build-up, an accelerating build-up of the U.S. economy again. And that can be done by the federal government. It's the only way it will happen. It will happen by the help of other countries, but it will happen only when the U.S. government itself puts its muscle behind this rescue operation.
Well, I know this. The Democrats want to raise taxes, which will put the country into a bigger cardiac arrest. They make it about taxing the rich when the big globalist rich are offshore and exempt. The mainline Republicans are like, just keep the banker bailouts going and corporate welfare is great and have a $2 trillion total defense budget. That's going to bankrupt us and goes nowhere. And so people can't criticize you calling for pure investment and call that socialism when the other two things we have are just sheer madness. I would like to just see massive tax cuts. I'd like to see some basic fair tariffs put in place. I'd like to see our military pulled out of most of the bases. I'd like to see the Glass-Steagall reenacted. I'd like to see the quadrillion plus in derivatives written off. And sure, that would cause it. I mean, that's just common sense. I don't want to hear, though, from so-called conservatives all day about, well, we shouldn't have any investment or programs to get people working when they're just going to be on welfare anyways. And if you don't give them the welfare, they're going to burn the cities down. I mean, every direction we go down, more and more of our options are being shut down. And Lyndon, I'm not trying to be negative here, but I don't really see the establishment changing course. I know there's elements that think the wrecking of the ship is the way they're going to fully take over the system, like we're some third world country that the IMF is imploding through the shock doctrine. But I don't think you're going to have the same effect. This is not a third world country they're wrecking. When they wreck the U.S. and the euro, they wreck the entire globe, and we go into absolute hell, and we've got Israel running around talking about hitting Iran. I think they're going to try to start a big war. I think that's how they plan on getting out of this.
There was a plan on their agenda, but I don't think it can work at this point. He said this, we are actually in a breakdown crisis. These guys who have been running this show have lost their nerve. They realize that they've got no bottom in their ship. And the question is, if we've got the leadership inside the United States of leading responsible citizens, especially some in the Congress who will come out, I think under the proper conditions, will come out now, and start to do the kinds of things that should have been done before. We have the agenda which can actually fix this problem. It's not going to be a miracle solution, but it will seem like a miracle to people who have been going down the road this way it's been going for the past years. We can actually rebuild this nation. We've done it before. We know how to do it. It's in the system. It's built into our system of government. And there's some options we have in the world at large. We can win. The question is, can we get enough people with the guts in leading positions, influential positions, to decide we're going to do it? We can save this nation. We can save it right now. And we don't have much time.
I understand. Well, obviously, next week sometime, I'd like to get you back on when I'm back in studio to really go over your ideas for solutions. Then we're going to have some people on like Lou Rockwell to give a more Austrian economic view on it. But regardless, we know the direction we're going right now has got to be reversed. And I have studied history, and you're right. At the end of the war in 1798, hyperinflation, totally bankrupt. The system you're talking about got us out of it and worked quite well. Lincoln did something similar and funded a whole war off of what you're talking about. And then that, of course, is why they killed him later. Regardless of what you think of Lincoln, the fact is that we know the way we're going is destructive. Aaron Dykes, in closing, I know you've been waiting in the wings there. Do you have any questions or comments for Lyndon LaRouche? Then we're going to let him go and go to phone calls.
Yeah, obviously I see the significance of bringing back Glass-Steagall, but I was wondering what he sees as the role of reigning in globalism, because it would be very hard to bring any kind of industrial productive base back to the country when they're dedicated to shipping jobs overseas, the brain drain stuff that they facilitated. How do we fight that if it means ending treaties? I'm ready to start talking about that.
Well, right now, reality is real money. I'm talking about money that's fungible. Real money exists only in the hands of national governments, including the United States. We may look poor, but all those bankers are bankrupt. All the big money guys are bankrupt.
They're zombies.
Yep. And therefore, we, the United States government, controls the ability of the government to create credit, federal credit. The mobilization of federal credit for getting the economy working again is the most powerful force on this planet if we make it, if we do that. And that's the solution. Get federal credit mobilized for things that do work, and the federal government has to do it, because that's the only way this thing works. but we have to, by putting the Glass-Steagall through, we will wipe out Wall Street and the City of London. They cannot withstand a Glass-Steagall impact on their swindles.
You're right. That's why they won't bring it back, even though it's the common sense thing, because it shuts off their power to create artificial money for themselves.
Exactly. And only in a crisis of this type, where the American people and more members of the Congress and others are breaking, you know, they're breaking out of the cage, they're willing to go now to a federal resort, a federal credit system, to get this country moving again. And this is the time where we have the aces.
What about things like the Dakota's state bank system as well? I mean, that's a microcosm. Those have worked quite nicely as well.
But you need the power of federal credit. You can't rely upon just bank deposit credit. You have to rely on bank deposit credit for the banking system. But the real thing we need is we need a masses of federal credit, controlled federal credit, for large projects which will rebuild this economy.
All right.
This is where as Roosevelt did in his time.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're having a discussion about this. Undoubtedly, the system we're under, this crony insider monopoly thing, is the worst possible system. And we're certainly looking at different lifeboat options here. Lyndon LaRouge, you called so much of this with great precision. People can find out more just Googling Lyndon LaRouge. You'll see LaRouche Pack, what is it, .com, LaRouchePub.com, and other sites. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, sir.
Good to be with you.
All right. Well, again, we're here trying to protest the Federal Reserve itself. And that is one of our demands. And people are saying, well, Alex, write down our demands. I've given my ideas, but this is for you also to come to demonstrations, to tell the media what you want. You notice with the Occupy Wall Street group, there are people in there. I'd say 40, 50% of them calling to end the Fed, who understand the problem. But the media, the mainstream corporate media, has not been interviewing them. Instead, they talk to people that just go, I want free health care, I want free this, I want free that. You don't get anything without industry and jobs. And then it's that job that then gets you those things because you're contributing to the economy. If we just go to a system where it's all free, everything collapses. I mean, it's just common sense. I can't believe people don't understand this. But we are calling, as I did in Obama deception, fall of the Republic, as I did with George Humphrey, economist, 12 years ago when they got rid of it. I had him on predicting everything that would happen. He wrote a book on it, Common Sense, copying the name Thomas Paine of his book. I've tried my best to warn you about what was coming. And I agree with LaRouge. The globalist had the power. They had the chutzpah, the bravado, the hubris. They went with it. And now it's creating something, a black hole that's even going to destroy them. I think they're going past the phase of lying to themselves and saying they can control this. They got greedy. It's like Hitler turning into Russia to try to go beat Stalin. It's a fatal move by the globalists. They've bitten off more than they can chew, and they're taking us along with them. Now, in the next two segments, I promise we're going to go to your phone calls, but this is history happening right now. If you aren't going out to your Federal Reserve in your area and exposing that it's a fraud and that it's the author of the scam and that it's a Ponzi scheme and that they're the problem and that, hey, we know you're trying to co-opt Occupy Wall Street so you can call for socialism to make the public dependent and pay yourself bailout money. If you're not doing this right now, you're crazy, folks. This is the big fight. We, the American people who understand what's happening, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, I don't care. All of you have got to come out now and speak out against the Federal Reserve. And I need you to come to Dallas. This is where we're really focusing our operation today, 5 to 8 o'clock. And then I'm going to go to Houston tomorrow, San Antonio the next day. It's all up at Infowars.com. But I need you to be here, and then I need you to stay a few days. And then others will come and replace you. It's like the financial Alamo here. And it doesn't mean we'll win this battle, but we're going to win this war. It's that simple. Aaron, what do you think of my basic strategy? I mean, it's just a no-brainer for me. It's just total common sense. It seems like anybody should understand this. You've got to identify the actual globalist. You've got to go to the head of the snake. And people need to be here. This is history that's about to happen. And I'm excited to see between 200 and 600, depending on which press report, yesterday out there at the Fed, And I noticed in the news today, they said that was basically triggered off of My Call Sunday. Again, that shows the power of this. We show up in mass, Aaron, and people see that. It's going to then domino effect. We got to push this first domino over. And, folks, it's tipping like this right now. Aaron.
Yeah, and I'm very heartened by the momentum that's been built up, people starting to understand that the Fed needs to, at a bare minimum, be audited by an independent entity, not the stuff Herman Cain's talking about little minutia inside baseball audits.
Why don't you just call him up? Well, you did go to the Kansas City Fed. He was the boss of, and they came off the property with guns and said, leave.
Yeah, they said, don't even look at the building. Don't film it even from other properties, public areas.
Why don't you just call, Aaron? You ought to make a video about that, showing what happened to you and Rob, and then put the Herman Cain stuff in.
Yeah, and it's not just that clip on Neil Bortz. He's repeated that talking point at lots of speeches.
Drop on by. We'll point guns at you.
Yeah, now they pushed him to the forefront of the GOP, what they're offering.
Yeah, he's opened up a 20-point lead on closest rival now.
Yeah, but what you were saying before, it's a no-brainer. We've got to look at the Fed. They're behind all this economic sabotage that's been going on, and it's time to hold that part accountable.
Well, it's incredible. You know, they're saying they want Chris Christie because he's obese. I mean, it's like just anything. Well, he looks different, but it's what do they stand for? Herman Cain, my gosh, he's horrible.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
Live. We're going to go to Dave, Gerald, Chris, and others that are patiently holding here ahead of Bob Chapman joining us and Gia Griffin. We're going to we'll premiere an interview here and play the rest of it of the taped interview coming up this evening on the InfoWars Nightly News. I don't know what a caller will hold like 45 minutes. And then right when I go to them, they drop. So Dave just dropped. So we'll go to Gerald here in a moment. I just want to recap and restate this. You cannot underestimate how big a deal it is that the establishment knew by tracking everybody's email and listening to people's phones and having computers collate that, that people were about to start rebelling against Wall Street, to then kind of have some of their operatives kick it off. Then the public showed up, and it became grassroots, so they tried to re-co-opt it. And now the Federal Reserve saying how much they love it and how they're in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. No, it's Occupy You, the Fed. That shows how incredibly desperate and pathetic they are. Aaron?
Seeing quantitative easing, among other programs, really help undermine the base. I mean, just to recap what we've seen in terms of the Obama and Bush administration, you had Hank Paulson, total Goldman Sachs insider. You got the Larry Summers and Robert Rubin people under Clinton and the other administrations. And now you've got Timothy Geithner, Treasury Secretary. He was at the New York Federal Reserve and a direct minion of Robert Rubin, who helped destroy Glass-Steagall, Alex. So these are the people in the system. They're synonymous with the Federal Reserve.
They are the crooks that did it, and then they're up there lecturing Wall Street as some general evil.
Yeah, and now we're being offered people like Herman Cain of the Kansas City Federal Reserve as some kind of solution on the right, and Obama to target the middle class and, quote, rich as some kind of solution on the left.
I know you got a big show coming up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, but you ought to just, even though you're hosting it, just take that clip of Herman Cain saying, come on by, drop on by the Fed. I'm your friend, drop by Kansas City. And then it shows the people a half mile away with their guns out saying, you know, with the guns on their side saying, get out of here, we're God, we're security guards, leave. Just to show how asinine that is. You know, go to the, you know, Herman Cain says the Fed loves you, and, you know, something like that. Let's go to a phone call here, because now people will pay attention to that. It just shows how full of baloney that guy is. Gerald in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. What do you think of all this craziness?
Hey, Alex, I think it's a great idea to occupy the Fed, and I plan on being there this evening along with you and other patriots in Dallas.
Awesome, awesome.
My wife, I think, will also join me, but I've got a couple of practical ideals for the Patriots to maximize media effect. Unfortunately, I'm not going to have it in time, but I ordered some shredded U.S. fiat currency, which you can order. I ordered 2 5-pound bags.
And I think instead of shredding your own money, you can order it. I did that once at a U.S. Mint I visited. You can order bags of it real cheap and throw it around. Go ahead.
Exactly. We ought to throw it at the Fed and say we're tired of your fiat worthless money. And that's the first ideal. The second ideal is I just finished watching V for Vendetta. And in that, V, he wears a mask of Guy Fawkes. I think if we could obtain a large number of Ron Paul masks, that all the patriots that believe, along with Ron Paul, that the Fed should be ended, they ought to wear those to these events. And can you imagine the nightmare of the enemy looking outside and seeing thousands
Listen,
of Ron Pauls?
That's it. I'm going to have Tim Frugier at the InfoWars store. We are definitely going to get a Ron Paul mask made. I'm doing that. You are a genius. Anything else, sir?
The prophets could even go into the Ron Paul campaign to get him elected in 2012.
Sure, but regardless, down the road, that image of Ron Paul, he's going to be part of history now. That's it. And we ought to make George Washington ones, too. And, of course, we already have the Max Kaiser action figure. All right, sir, great points. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN.